When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Can you envision this particular Steelers team losing to that cast of characters two times? I don't think so.
No.
And we've got Zach Jackson of The Athletic joining us at 8:35 for our Behind Enemy Lines segment, Thorne. I really want to ask him about Stefanski because there's some reports coming out now that he might not want to be there.
Would you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's not to say he's not trying hard and he's not coming up with the best game plan. They already beat the Steelers. But he has proven, as head coach of the Browns, he could win with Baker, he could win with DTR, he could win with Joe Flacco, he's winning with Jameis Winston. There's one guy he couldn't win with, and it's the guy that the owner forced on him.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to be there. If they signed Jameis this offseason to keep him around, like, are they just going to give him the job? My guess is no.
No.
As long as Deshaun's on the roster, you're falling into that sunk cost fallacy, and they're going to keep playing this guy. I don't know. I wouldn't want to be there. And I would think if he left, he would be a hot commodity.
Yes.
I would hire Kevin Stefanski. I mean, I think Tomlin's a better coach, but I'd hire Kevin Stefanski if I was in need of one. And if I'm Vrabel, who seems to be the guy that all these Browns fans want, I'm not going there. I'd have the same issue. I'd rather take the Ohio State job than the Browns job.
Yes.
Even if it wasn't my alma mater, I would rather go to Ohio State than Cleveland. You have every resource at your disposal to win at the Ohio State University. And at Cleveland, you're dealing with a quarterback you don't want. And it makes it harder to win because you don't have the money to spend on other resources. I'd much rather go to Ohio State.
That's a fascinating, because like we'll probably get into it. But like, if you're Vrabel, would you interview for a North Carolina job? Is that better than Cleveland Browns? If you're Belichick, is we'll talk about it, he just interviewed with North Carolina. Is that better than the Cleveland Browns if you're Belichick?
North Carolina?
Yeah, like if you're an aspiring head coach or you're trying to revamp your career, would going to a North Carolina be better than coaching the Browns? And knowing that situation, like you have to deal with NIL, you have to deal with the transfer portal, or you have to deal with Deshaun Watson.
You know who we need to have on to ask about that? Butch Davis. He did both.
He did do both.
Butch Davis. Yeah. Real quick, that since we're on it, according to a lot of reports out there, Bill Belichick is interviewed for the UNC coaching job. I think there's a couple of things that could be happening there. I think North Carolina, and I saw a national reporter tweet this out yesterday. I think North Carolina is having a tough time because they have resources, but their NIL has not been up to snuff. And there's a lot of people who are still loyal to Mac Brown there that never want to see it happen. And so they might be trying to pull at the Mac Brown tree, whatever that is. I think by putting out there that they've interviewed Bill Belichick, they're adding some credibility to their job. Oh, the greatest coach of all time is interviewing? That's going to make them look good. I don't think he wants to coach there.
Yeah, but he's not going to waste his time interviewing if he wasn't interested. Why would he do that?
Maybe they asked him.
We said this before.
I'll tell you. Yeah, okay.
We said this before, and I guarantee that this would probably be the scenario. If Bill Belichick wants to coach college football, and he's serious, and he gets the North Carolina job, I guarantee Saban will be on his staff. I remember we said that those two will take over a college team. We said that right whenever the last in the summer.
See, I think Belichick, I think it has to do with Saban. I think Belichick wants to go to the college, and if there's no NFL jobs coming, because nobody wants to give him all the power, right? That was the knock on him before. Yep. Belichick, great coach, not a great executive. Well, you go to college, you're the guy. I think he wants to show that he can do that. You've won 6 Super Bowls, go win a national championship. I think he wants to go to Ohio State if he's going to take a job.
Belichick.
Why? Yeah, why not go there? Well, I'm not going to North Carolina, friggin' Lina. I go North Carolina be a head coach.
Do you think that Saban will be on his staff?
No,
if he does,
no.
I do.
No, Saban would. If he was going to be on any staff, it'd be West Virginia. And you think I'm kidding, but I'm not.
What with Rich Rod? He's just going to go. With no, Jim, he's not going to go with Jimbo.
As some no, they hate each other.
I know.
As some sort of czar or something like that.
He will go with his buddy Belichick.
I don't know. I don't think he wants to get back into it. If he did, I think he'd go help his people.
Who's his people?
He's a West Virginia man.
Well, he just
Nick Saban.
He's from there?
He's from there.
What connection does he have to the school?
He coached there? He's from there!
What connection does he have to the school? Did he coach at West Virginia?
He did, yeah.
When?
I can't tell you
the
year.
Did he coach with Belichick?
Yeah?
Yeah.
He ain't. You think Bill... I don't think Bill wants to prove that he can win a national championship in college and then say, oh, it's because Saban's on my staff.
That's his boy. Their right hand.
I know, but... So Saban, and we're probably getting sucked into the mud here. We'll get back to Steelers-Browns in the next segment and how we think this game is going to play out stylistically. If I'm Belichick and everyone says I'm the GOAT, but then they throw dot, 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 but what would he do without Brady? What did he do without Brady? I don't think you want to go and win a national championship in college and then people go, yeah, but really that's just another one for Saban. I don't think you want to do that.
I'm not saying Saban's going to be, like, Saban's not the head coach. Saban will
know.
Be...
Oh, go do it on yourself, Bill, or you ain't that good.
Oh, my God.
How about that? And if he's up for coaching, go to West Virginia, Bill. I'll just throw that in there.
Would you take
those? Yes! Yes! I think 95% of all college coaches are on the hot seat now if Belichick's really available. Like, there's like 5 or 6 guys you're not going to fire and bring Belichick in for.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I ain't firing Kirby Smart for Bill Belichick. I'm probably not getting rid of what's his cat in Oregon.
Right. Lanning.
Dan Lanning. I think he's a hell of a coach.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's a very short list. Everybody else should be scared. If Belichick really wants a college job, fire just about anybody to get that guy. Hell yeah. Why not? No one's going to knock you for trying that.
That's true.
I don't know. You're right about why would he interview, though, if he's not interested.
Yeah, he's not wasting his time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.